This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Well, a happy Monday morning to everybody. Is today a Cinco de Mayo day, Woody? I believe it is. It's a day to a lot of people have a hangover tomorrow morning. Yeah.
No, I think it's tomorrow.
Is it?
Well, you drink today and then you
drink tomorrow. Yeah, okay, I got you.
You hurt tomorrow.
There you go.
Unless you hydrate.
Those days are over, Woody. I was just telling those guys are
drinking
all going
days
out
or the hydrating
well,
days.
Well, no, listen, no. Just it's got to be certain days. It hurts a lot more as you get older, man. It
you
hurts
drink
a
on a
lot.
Monday night. Maybe a Thursday because then you got that one Friday.
I do have a few guys that can still influence me
on a weeknight
to make bad decisions because I make them every Saturday night with a game on Sunday morning. You know, so I the 1 o'clock games sometimes are can be really difficult. You know,
I've heard yes,
and I cave into pressure, and I'm a follower. That's a bad combination when you say I can be after all these years. Yes, I'm
it
not.
It seems to me that like you're the life of the party on the road, right? It's important that you're.
I'm not a leader. I'm a follower.
Yeah. But they need you out there.
And when somebody goes, dude, I wasn't going to do dude or bro. But anyway, they'll go, come on, man. You can have one more before you go. Come on. A frigging game for 3 hours? Come on. How much time you already put in on this thing? Come on, man. Are we going to have one more? I'm not saying any names. Anyway, hey, good morning to everybody, man. We got a lot of stuff going on. Hey, Woody, I watched a lot of the F1 race yesterday. It was not close. It was not. I don't know if it's good for business. They called it dominant. The McLaren cars go 1 and 2, and that's all I know. And by the way, they went from dry to rain, and they were changing their tires and. And so, Woody, I got to tell you, man, before I get into all this, I don't want to bore anybody because we do have a lot of stuff to get to, but I was there on Saturday and got treated to a real special treat and on the inside of the real nice stuff to see and get educated on the whole F1 thing with tires and, you know, cars, what they cost and the cap. I didn't even know they had a salary cap on teams and and it was in. I mean, listen, man, those teams, those F1 teams, these things do make a lot of money, man. They are amazing. So anyway, I was just getting educated on strategy and the whole thing, and it was just amazing. And by the way, they said you can ask all the questions you want. You know, I think I was with Jimmy Cefalo, and Jimmy goes, "Bro, how many more questions are you gonna ask?" I said, "Oh man, this stuff is cool as hell. $1 million for a car? So what would that car, before it goes on the track?" He said, $1 million. $1 million for a car. $1,000 a tire. Like, wow. Go through two sets. Did you see how quickly those tires go on and off? It's amazing.
Yeah, like,
some guy popped
his tire pretty early in the race, too.
Oh, really?
That one? Yeah.
No, I didn't see that one. But anyway, hey.
It was fun out there, man. By the way, I mean, the irony that like we've had a drought for like 2 months.
Yeah.
And now it just pours.
Now we're starting to get
all
some
weekend.
Rain. Yeah, that's what happens. So we've got a lot of stuff going on here. We got game one tonight, man. Thank God for the Panthers as they get ready to take on Toronto. A few days off. Boy, did they have a few days off. You know, it's always good to wrap up that series as quickly as possible, get some more time off and everything around it. So get ready for we'll find out how that Panthers defense, which has been so great with Nylander and Matthews and Tavares and Marner and all the rest of the great players that they have on that team. But we have had their number, man, 3-1 during the regular season. And so we'll have more on that. This one, I'm just going to do it now so I don't get, so you can, we'll get this.
Can I
out.
Guess where you're going with
yes,
this?
Yes, go ahead.
It's going to be Jimmy?
Yes.
Playoff Jimmy?
Nothing.
What a gutsy win by that team, man. My
nothing,
God, to go in there and get that win.
And again, one of my favorite teams growing up, long, long before any of these characters were on the team.
You can root for them, man. They're a likable
team. No, it's really hard. Nothing worse than a guy leaves your team and helps lead another team deep into the playoffs. And I say deep. Hell, they might go all the way. They got Minnesota now. Lights out in the fourth quarter. I had to get up this morning.
I don't think they'll get past Minnesota, so you don't have to worry too
well,
much.
Well, no, please. That's just your prediction. I mean, it could.
I think Minnesota's real good, but.
If they shoot the way they did last night, did you see the threes they were knocking down in the fourth? Oh, check that throughout the game. And Houston went ice cold. All their key guys couldn't make shots, and one team makes 18 threes and the other makes 6. What do you think happened?
You don't have to hate on them, though. Like, they're fun. Like, to me, Steph Curry, I've always loved Steph Curry. I like Jimmy. Steve Kerr seems like a good guy at coach. And the only one I have an issue with, I don't know if you watched Game 6, but Draymond Green is out of control, man.
He actually had a really good game last night.
I know, too. But he is absolutely out of control.
Yes.
And he's throwing guys down. He gets in the officials' faces.
Yep.
He is just a lunatic.
That's
I don't know
his
what
thing.
His deal is, but he just can't stop.
It works. They support him, and it goes on. But I got to tell you, that with what's going on here, and somebody said, don't be surprised if Pat Riley doesn't talk while Jimmy's out there playing the way he's playing. And I was wondering,
I think it matters what Pat Riley says right now.
No, but people are like, hey, Pat, it's like your wife left you and she's doing better for herself, you know? Like, hey, look at your wife's dating, man. What do you got to say about that?
I think it's very obvious who got the better end of that deal.
Oh, God.
So, like, I don't know what Riley's going to say. He'll rip them, and obviously they didn't. You know, things didn't go well here, but I think it's very clear who got the better end of that deal.
Well, right now, you can't argue with that one because...
right? I mean...
I thought, and I listened to Steph Curry after the game. I heard it all this morning. I want you to think I stayed up till friggin' midnight watching Jimmy Butler.
You didn't
Butler.
Stay up.
No.
Okay.
28-7 last night for Jimmy Butler. He is now, that team is 28-11 since he's joined Golden State. Because they do that now.
Yeah.
When you read... about the game at the end, they put Jimmy Butler.
The reality is they weren't very good.
No.
Before he was added to the team.
He literally was the missing piece for that team where they needed another scorer, they needed another defender, they needed all the things Jimmy does well, he shoots a ton of free throws, gets to the basket, will defend along with, hey, I'll tell you what, when Jimmy and Draymond are playing together, which is a lot, playing big minutes, they defend pretty damn well with what they're able to do. And last night, Houston couldn't score. And, you know, those guys get some of that credit, especially at home.
In fairness, the Heat probably weren't going anywhere with Jimmy, right? I mean.
No, but.
I don't say they would have gotten
past
that.
Well, we'll never know.
Series. That's true.
Never know because.
Cavs obviously can be beaten.
He took a little jab, too, last night. And I expect that. It's nothing like being where you're wanted. And
yeah, he's been doing that.
Yeah, he's. Little bitch move, but he made his point. At one point, he's like, I've moved on. This is my team. But he still likes to get his little digs in. I hope he just pays his bills before he leaves, like come back and pay for the place you destroyed and some of the other stuff, you know, hadn't paid rent for a while, which, you know,
That's all we got on the guy now, man. That's all we got. Getting desperate over
you
here,
bum.
Jeez. Yeah. Pay your rent, bum.
Pay your rent. Pay your rent with that extra 50-something million you just made. Can you pay the guy the friggin' like 80,000 you owe him or something, or 100,000 or whatever it was total for that nice big pad that you were renting while you were here?
It does sting, though, man.
Oh,
it really does.
It really does. That was all sting talk right there, by the way.
Because he's the difference on that team right now.
And then last night, of course, these are going to start coming out. Don't start looking for Heat news, and today's probably not the day for the Heat with the playoffs and the games coming up with Golden State and Minnesota, Denver and Oklahoma City. I'm all in on Denver and OKC. The MVP and the runner-up probably in that series. That's going to be fun. And New York at Boston should be a good one. And, oh, by the way, for everybody who thought the Cavs were dominant and going to go right through the Pacers, like I heard some guys say yesterday, hello, Pacers win game one in Cleveland last night. Speaking of knocking down threes, they were knocking down some serious threes last night too. So we got a lot of stuff going on, and we'll jump onto it. But we did have our first, you know, everybody looking ahead, and the Lakers need a big man, and now they're going to throw out crap, and like Lakers would make a run at Bam. And they would give us Austin Reeves and a bunch of other, like, pieces that we already have on the team. Guys, just like the whole bunch we have on this team. And I'm like, yeah, that really makes sense. Austin Reeves for Bam. And the other guys, like, bring Gabe back again. Oh, okay. Gabe Vincent hadn't been good since he left here. Gabe, congratulations, you got your money. I think you've been injured. Isn't he, Gabe, I'm always injured now. So, anyway, so I was just glad, and ladies asking questions of Steph Curry, and, oh, tell us about Jimmy, and, oh, we're a different team. I was like, shoot, trying to ruin my damn Monday. So besides that, we do have a lot of other stuff to get to here. We'll have a little football stuff because that thing never stops, man. That thing will never stop as it continues on. And we do have a few things there that was able to hear a little bit about over the weekend. So we'll jump on some of that stuff this morning. But it is really interesting that with everything going on right now, we have all these great events going on here in South Florida. And the F1 was a home run. Home run brings in a lot of people. I don't know how many. I would love to know the amount of people that come in from other places, but
I can tell you the attendance was 275,000 for the weekend.
You know, it's amazing.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like a Super Bowl, and people don't realize it. I got caught in that traffic, and I was like on Saturday, and I was like, wow. And I got there early, and you're like, man, yeah, the people with all their favorite, you know, shirts on of all their favorite sponsors and their colors and stuff. It's
we had shirts this year.
It's a big event.
We went with team shirts.
You did? Which ones?
Yeah, my son wanted a McLaren one. I had a Red Bull one. We looked like we're real F1 fans, man.
Yeah.
it's a good event. It's a fun place to walk around.
I saw Max, man. I saw Max in action behind the scenes. What a good dude, Max Verstappen. What a good dude. The Red Bull. Speaking of the fourth place finish. But yeah, it was good stuff, man. I'm not a huge fan either of it, but I do appreciate big events that come. And Hard Rock Stadium. Actually, my wife asked me yesterday, or when I got home Saturday, she says, "What's next at the stadium?" It's really true. She goes, "What sports next?" And I go, "Concerts." I said, I think.
Well, there's soccer coming. Isn't there a big soccer tournament coming?
Oh, there could be.
They're running commercials for it. Messi is playing some. Inter Miami's playing something or other team.
Is that this year?
It's like the Club World Cup.
Oh,
I think they called
maybe.
It.
Well, I know we have other concerts coming. I know we're already seeing everybody promoting like some of the concerts that are coming.
We're
up.
Giving away tickets to one of them.
Which one are we giving tickets to?
I was going to surprise you. But,
well, go ahead. Just tease me, bro.
Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Oh.
That two people you like.
By the way, Jelly's here all weekend, man. He was at the event. By the way, that's how big F1 is. When people with money hire people like Jelly Roll to come in and perform for them, not for everybody, but for them. They do have, I think Hard Rock does give them entertainment, though, right? Don't they have concerts out there after the
At F1?
I think so.
They have concerts at the Hard Rock Beach Club thing.
Yeah.
They had Cascade was there. I think Kygo was there. They
Look
had,
at like, you, man.
We were watching on the screen.
Oh.
They don't let you in there if you're under 21, so.
Oh.
We don't get to watch. I'll tell you this, though, Joe. We do have the tickets for Post Malone and Jelly Roll Hard Rock Stadium June 8th. If you want to enter, just text the word Dolphins.
You'll be better now. Better now.
Yeah, sure. Yep. Dolphins to 20357. You can text Dolphins, D-O-L-P-H-I-N-S, to 20357. And for more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive, whatever. This is a Live Nation show.
Okay. Sounds good. Hey, bro, we've got... Don't go away now. Don't go away. We're just teasing you now that we're down to four teams on each side in basketball, four teams on each side, in the East and the West, in hockey. And the favorite right now going in, slight favorite, Florida, going to Toronto, which is kind of weird.
How good is this series going to be?
Oh,
my God, man.
I don't know, but it's got a lot of star power.
Yeah.
Toronto's a little bit like Tampa Bay. They really are. They got four or five players that put up big numbers and
talk about a place that's gonna be hungry to win, though. Those fans are gonna be,
but they are every year.
Yeah,
you think that's
they're
not
gonna have that area outside the arena, right?
Yeah, they're not gonna affect that. That's not gonna affect our.
I don't think
Kachuk.
I'm not worried that it will. I know
affected by.
They've been in hostile environments before.
Yes. Hey, we got to go to break here. We do have a lot more stuff to get to here. We do have a crazy one that everybody's talking about when we come back, and we're going to have that for you. It has to do with college and pro and just how bad it is right now. Something maybe you saw it coming, Woody, and we'll talk about that when we come back. That's just a little teaser. But, hey, I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealer. Man, I got to tell you, the big Chevy weekend for me. We in that big, comfortable, so comfortable 2025 Tahoe. Just love driving it, man. Love driving it. And it's just, again, that and the Suburban, you just get so much space. And with it, all the technology, still trying to figure out all the technology. I have to have my kids come with me and tell me everything I have on that bad boy. Hey, I do want to tell you about the all-new Equinox, too. The midsize SUV, the convenient driver tech. What a look, man. What a look. And speaking of what a look, besides the all-new Equinox, is the 2025 Traverse. Boy, spacious and comfortable. At 6'4", that to me, besides I want a great look, nobody wants to drive something that's ugly, but you want to be comfortable. And I got to tell you, for a midsize SUV, it's hard to beat a 2025 Traverse. Plenty of room for your family, plenty of room for your cargo, that turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. And then right over to Silverado trucks, man. Legendary Silverado trucks. And I've always said this, no matter how you use your truck, it's like they've custom made a truck perfect for your lifestyle. And I'm talking about power, plenty of power, with a choice of four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs. The hardest working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs. Doesn't matter if you work 5 days a week, or six or seven, man, for tough jobs, doesn't matter how much power you need. We got a Silverado truck that's perfect for you. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Good morning to everybody. Man, hope everybody out there had a great weekend. I do. And I got to spend time with out and about before it got a little ugly there in the afternoon. A little rain coming in on the race yesterday and did not affect it. Did they stop at all, Woody, yesterday on that race? Because when I was watching, they were still rolling. Man, I saw them changing tires in and out and going dry to rain tires. And
the only stop, so on Saturday they delayed the sprint for a little bit because it was raining pretty good.
I got caught in that. I got caught in the parking lot in that downpour.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. We timed it. I don't know. We got lucky. We timed it up real nicely. We were able to get undercover like right before it started pouring. But yeah, they stopped it on Saturday. And then, Sunday it poured, but not during the race.
I got to tell you, now that I've seen the behind the scenes for tennis and F1, wow. It's hard for, if it's like this for the F1 folks, and it's a big money sport, there's no question about it. It is a big money sport. Probably more billionaires at that event outside of a Super Bowl than any other event.
Well, you know how I knew it was pretty serious is that we were sitting by, where the boats are out by the practice facility?
Yeah, with no water. And I thought there was water for like the first year. I had no idea.
You thought there was water?
Yeah, I thought it was in water.
Anyway, we kept seeing a Hard Rock helicopter landing on the Dolphins practice field.
Yes.
That's how you know, I guess, people are rolling pretty hard there, right, when they are arriving by helicopter. That's a pretty decent flex.
Yes, that's a good one. That's true.
Yeah, usually, I go, we turn around, I go, oh, wow, there's a helicopter landing there.
Yeah.
20 minutes later, we turn around, another helicopter's coming. Yeah. Wait, there must be some important people coming here today.
Yeah, don't worry about the traffic. We'll just go over the traffic. Yeah.
See, that's what you got to do, bro. That's how you beat the traffic.
I gotta tell
you. Land that thing on your front yard.
I had the experience, the VIP experience on Saturday behind the scenes, and wow. It was fantastic. I was like a little kid.
It's nice to see a big fan of the sport like you really get to see everything.
Well, I actually, as you know, I wasn't. That's why you're making fun of me. But I really, really cool to
I'm happy for
cool
you.
To see. Thanks, Woody.
You know, really,
thanks
for putting it that way. You're passionate about the sport. So.
Well, so the I've loved all these topics over the weekend, but so. Hewers, our new quarterback, seventh round Quinn Hewers, has now come out and talked about it and his agent, and now everybody's blaming the system, and I love it when I hear people like now. It is weird to think that your minor league, which is college football, and I don't know if it's the case in basketball, but it's clearly the case in football. So you put your name in to the draft. So we had two quarterbacks that were expected. One thought he was going in the first round in Sanders. Quinn Hewers thought he was going in the second or third round. So did everybody else. Had him with a second day draft pick. And I think coming out of Texas and knowing he wasn't going to be going back and the year he had, I thought, hey, I've done enough. I'm going to go for it. His agent must have agreed. I'm guessing he told everybody because he had some big offers, man. He had some big offers, 4 minimum, probably 5-ish. And people can say 8 or 9. I don't think anybody's making that yet. But we saw a guy down here who, from Georgia, come here and make a little over $4 million. So now they look at Sanders' contract in the 5th round and Quinn Hewers in the 7th round. Who's going to be on the team, short of just being god-awful, which I don't think he will, and we need to keep a third quarterback. I think we learned 2 lessons. You got to have a backup, and you got to have a third guy ready to go. We learned that last year because we had number 2. Not only was he terrible when he played in Skylar Thompson, but he got hurt. Remember, run on the sideline with deer in headlights, had no idea. Guy was chasing him for like 20 seconds. I guess he thought we were playing, out football at the park, 2-hand touch or something. So. The Dolphins, more than anything else, understand you got to keep. We're not a 2 quarterback active day guy. I think we understand you got to have 3 guys ready to go. So he's in a good situation. I'm sure both of our quarterbacks, 2 and 3, understand that, are aware of the history of the starting quarterback. So he's in a good situation. But my God, he's looking at a total amount of money, I believe, at $4 million for 4 years. He'd make more than that if he would have come back and done, and they call it the Cam Ward program, because Cam went from maybe being drafted that same area, right? Somewhere between Sanders and Quinn Ewers could have been Cam Ward last year with that quarterback class, right? So he doesn't do it. He makes a decision. He looks at every team. So I was told he looked at 4 or 5 teams because they all wanted him after the way he played at Washington State. He looked at everything. He looked at O-line. He looked at system. He looked at who he'd be throwing to. And he came here and he became the first overall pick. And wait until you see the size of the contract he's going to get, which, by the way, if he plays well, won't even come close to what he can make on a second contract as a starting quarterback. And everybody knows what those things look like if it works out for him. So these guys, the amount of money, Sanders staying at Colorado and everything else, and Quinn Ewers going somewhere else would have made a lot more money than they're going to make as a 5th and a 7th round pick. I never thought we'd be having, whether it was transfer portal or stay with your dad at Colorado or go to another team, say, hey, Dad, I got to get away from you. I got to show, you know, everybody. I don't know if he was aware of all the stuff that ended up happening to him, and, you know, more stuff comes out on Sanders every day, and he didn't do this, he didn't do that. He blew off our interview when we went out, you know, it's whatever. I mean, now it's dogpiling. The guy's a 5th round pick for Cleveland. We can stop now. We can stop and let that story go, even if, but we do like to dogpile in the media, don't we? Like for the late, oh yeah, by the way, and I saw him and we asked him to do an interview before the game and he goes, no, I don't have time this week. Come back later, but right now I got too much going on. So, anyway, did you ever think, Woody, we'd be having these conversations about Quinn Ewers and Shedeur Sanders and how much more money they're going to end up making if they would have stayed in college? Not even up for debate compared to...
Well, I really do like Mike Florio's idea.
By both of them.
I know, but I really do like Mike Florio's idea of finding a way to get them back. You know, maybe not the college they were at, but maybe into the portal again or
yeah,
something. The problem is after you're drafted, like you can't, right? I mean, hey, you'd Woody, have to find a way to pull out at some point.
Woody, it is a tough road when you're a 5th round pick, I don't care, or a 7th round pick. I know
there's a legitimate chance Quinn Ewers never gets a shot. A very legitimate chance, right?
Well, I could see him being on the team and having a chance
to
develop.
Yeah, he'll be on the team, but what are the chances he gets as a pick that late, gets a legitimate chance to be a starter in like a good situation, not just getting thrown into the fire? Like,
you mean outside of injury?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
like, no, but
tough.
I mean, like,
well, that's
an actual
it is.
Starter. Like, you're picked in the 1st round, you go into camp, you're going to take the first team rep, you know you're a starter, essentially, right? These guys are going to be taking practice squad reps forever,
yep,
or third to whatever. I think it's tough, man.
I gotta
it's
going
to be very tough for this guy to make be a successful quarterback in the NFL.
It is a tough role. I don't care. Everybody talking about these open competitions, and this will be great. I mean, it'll be great.
Well, the Dolphins
for you.
Don't have an open competition, that's for sure.
No, I guess
no
Cleveland
there.
Does, but let's not forget there's a guy drafted before him in the 3rd round.
Now, in fairness, that's not meant to be a shot at the Dolphins. Tua is obviously better than Zach Wilson or, you know, Quinn Ewers, but
no.
So it's not that, like,
I didn't put that up. That's not
no.
For...
But there is no QB competition here. So this guy will be fortunate to make the roster.
I don't
right.
And
I mean,
by the way,
carry a third.
And I know Mike Florin, he brought up a great point, but the league is the NFL's not going to change that. Mm-hmm. The NFL's not going to go, hey, it didn't work out for you two. Hey, you know what? Not only you're not a 1st round pick, but hey, you dropped so much. Go ahead. We're going to let you out, and we'll give these guys a pick next year. Or don't draft them. They didn't get drafted. They're officially back in college. That's not going to happen. You got to make that decision long before the friggin' 3 days of the NFL draft. But it is it's a crazy one. I never thought, Woody, I still remember here, and I always say this, even with this large ego sitting here, I said, Woody, I was wrong and you were right on the money on how this NIL money was going to explode. If somebody would have told me, I was shocked when Cam Ward got $1.5 million plus a scholarship to go to college and play football. And I'm talking as an old school guy. We had to sell a few tickets to get a few extra bucks. And now we got a guy that comes in after him that's not nearly as good, making $4+ million. In fairness to the guy, it's almost impossible for that guy to be as good as Cam Ward was last year. We may never see that again. A guy come in here and play like that and become clearly the first overall pick. There was no debate about it. We are kind of all kind of holding off on it, but we are almost all 100%. He was a guy over the last month of this thing. After he did that workout and sidearm throws and everything that he did, everybody went, all right, it all kind of matches up. And obviously the interviews and whatever he did, and they got some great offers on draft day, and they said, nope, that's our guy. We're all in on this guy being a franchise quarterback. Amazing. It is incredible. And by the way, how about for the future? You don't think this changes things for guys now looking at it when they go to get their grade? By the way, and I'm going to tell you something else. If you're my agent and you're off that much, you're fired. What, do you agree? My agent's job is to be well-connected and get the truth from friggin' agents or from teams.
Yeah, but...
But what?
But you don't know. Nobody knows, man.
Drew's got really good relationships.
I know,
but... 13 friggin' guys on the Dolphins last year.
You think they're going to tell them, like, exactly where they think a guy is?
What do you think? Tell us, honest, you don't need a quarterback, but what do you think? Where will he go?
I don't know, man. I had to hear a lot of people thinking Shedeur Sanders would drop 150 picks.
You did or you didn't?
I did not.
No, you
did you?
No.
So I don't know.
You're not blaming the agent?
Real quick, by the way, someone said Hollywood slow your roll here. I think Quinn Ewers has a good chance of seeing the field. Just remember who he's in front of. He may. I mean, it's possible if the season really goes off the rails. But...
And I always bring in money, and I know some of our fans don't like this. The backup quarterback got $6 million guaranteed for 1 year.
I don't think there's any chance he beats out Zach Wilson.
And I got to tell you, when you go out and watch practice, I'm going to tell you something else. Nobody wants to hear this. Physically, you're going to see a difference in the way two and three throw the football. And I have nothing against Quinn Ewers at all, and I have not seen him in person.
Yes.
I have seen the other guy throw it, and I saw the other guy beat us in a game.
Well, there's a reason he was drafted or he was
right.
drafted. He's got,
that's all.
Obviously has talent.
He was second overall pick.
Yes. Yeah,
so. And by the way, if the Jets didn't take him, there's going to be somebody else going to take him right up there.
Well, I mean, the thing, though, that is interesting is if the season does go completely off the rails, which is a very good possibility, that then he could end up starting. Not that that's, you know, anything to get excited over. But
let's go to break here, though, before we get everybody lathered up here this morning.
Somebody wanted to know if you brought your ego to F1 this weekend. Sure sounded like it.
No, you know what? It's not my thing. Matter of fact, we had this great place that had great stuff, food. And I had so much coffee before I got there. Woody, you know, I like my coffee. I don't like to eat anything when I'm on that coffee buzz. So I didn't have anything. But it was great to get a chance to see the experience, man.
Someone said they heard you got seasick on one of those parked F1 boats.
I was just being honest. I said to Tom Garfinkel, I said, Tom, how are you guys getting all that water in for those? That's really cool. And everybody looked at me. It was one of those dumbass Joe Rose moments. And they go, you're kidding, right? And I go, no.
He should have told you they chopper in 10 million bottles of water. We pour them all out.
No, I thought, listen, would you have been shocked if I'd have said they dug out a pond in some area? And
I mean, it's not the first time I've been there, so.
All right. It was dumb. It was dumb on my part.
It's okay.
I didn't have to share that with you. And
maybe
I
you
did.
Thought the boats are floating around in the, you know.
Hey. It was one I told you. It was one of my dumb moments.
What happened in the rain, though? What if the ponds would have overflowed? And we would have had boats all over the track,
there you
man.
Go. I tried to share something with
mess.
You, and you turn into a real jerky. Atlantic Men's Clinic. Boy, I'll tell you what. ED, low T, good night. You are done. Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you so much. Had them both, man. And one connected to the other. Energy level down, tired all the time. I mean, it hit me. It's been working its way. Obviously, it didn't just happen at my age in my 60s now. But, boy, I'll tell you, it hits you and you're tired. Then you know, maybe I'm just going to sleep and rest today. Tomorrow, I'm going to get back out. And you start making excuses. You're not active. And then your sex drive is gone. And that's a whole different game. Oh, my God, is that terrible. Just a bad, bad experience all the way around when you have it. And I don't know about you, but if you have it out there, whether you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, you can get rid of it. And Atlantic Men's Clinic, they knock out and they do it the right way, the professional way, the safe way. ED and low T are gone. And I mean quickly. Love talking about Atlantic Men's Clinic. 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. You get all your testing done. I want you to set up that first appointment if something you're concerned with or it is starting to bother you too, like it bothered me. And I said, I'm getting more out of life. I don't know how many years I have left, but I am going to get more out of it. So I got my testing done, met with their professionals, told them exactly how I was feeling in the bedroom as well as out. And, boy, they put me on a program within a few weeks. I just noticed a huge difference. And I said, man, I got to tell people about this. 877-455-7300. As they always say, the first appointment is the most important one. To get down there and meet with them, then you're all in. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
All right, I'll tell you about this here again. We have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see Post Malone with Jelly Roll at Hard Rock Stadium on June 8th. To enter, text the word Dolphins to 20357. That is Dolphins to 20357. For more information, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show, Joe.
Well, we got a big one on Friday night, Woody. We got the big party. This Friday night, correct? Is it this Friday?
Oh, yes. That is correct.
You're still going, aren't you?
I forgot. We have that coming up on Friday, and we got to find a way to get the Panther game on while we're there. So.
That's no problem.
Yeah, we'll make that happen.
Everything all set up.
Turning a little Panther watch party, huh?
Yeah, that's going to be a fun Friday night, man. If you don't have planned, love for you. QAM's having a big party in Plantation. We'll be telling you all about it. Hopefully you can come out and join us and have a drink with
us. You want some details here?
Go ahead.
Tabacone at Plantation Walk is
good place.
The location.
Very nice owners. Great people.
We're going to get it started at 6 o'clock, so you get there nice and early and get things started here. You get enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. No registration is needed, Joe. Just stop on by. It is presented by Ed Moore's Sawgrass Auto Mall.
That's our guy Chris Atkins
yes,
over
it
there.
Yes, your supports. 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks online at edmoresawgrass.com. You do need to be 21 to attend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, it's fun, and hopefully you can come out and join us for a little while. Whether you're going out for date night or just bored to death, come out and
I don't know if you want to do that.
Shoot the breeze with us. You can bring your girl out there with you. Or, excuse me, bring your husband with you in some cases.
That's true.
No problem. Love to see you out there. I saw Channing at the race.
Did you?
He and Ryan were together.
Yeah.
They were working. And
hey, they had an interesting interview. I don't know if you caught that one about kid from LSU. Who had the brain tumor, Brian Kelly. Like, hasn't spoken to him in like a year.
Oh, no.
Did you see that?
No.
You have to catch up on that one.
No, I didn't, but
it just paints Brian Kelly as more of a mutant than he already is.
So. Is that guy on your I'm not a big fan of list?
I mean, I don't think you need to know him personally to know he's a bad guy. But
I know.
Can you imagine sending your kid some to play for that guy?
I know some guys that played for
nasty guy.
Notre Dame that did not like him, and I don't want to throw him under the bus.
You think? I'm just not a big fan of the whole, like, let's get in the kid's face and berate him on national TV and really, really make him feel bad and look bad. And that's like Shula type stuff, right?
He's there to win games.
I know, but
remember he changes his
they're
accent.
College kids, man.
Remember he tried that when he left Notre Dame, tried to do
that
accent
Baton Rouge,
a little bit, you know, a little. And they're going that. Well, you're talking differently.
Yeah, you're from the Midwest, aren't you?
Well, what? Like what are you doing? Trying to bond a little bit. That new location.
Yeah, I saw some clips from that. I guess that's one of their new episodes on the Pivot. But you might want
to
check that story out and report back to what you think of Brian.
Yeah,
Kelly
well,
after that
and
one.
And then come on out because the Chan Man will be with us Friday night. I keep saying Saturday now, already thinking ahead. Friday night is a big one. Yep. Saturday actually, we got They're going to honor Nat Moore at Hard Rock for that. So be out there for that. We got a lot of stuff going on, man.
You're a busy man.
Busy weekend. Busy weekend coming up.
Did you take Sunday off? Did you relax?
Oh, no, that's going to be hopefully if it's early tennis and then, yeah.
Yeah. That's your Sundays now, a little early tennis and then sports.
Yeah,
there was golf on for you yesterday, wasn't there?
Scottie Scheffler kind of left. He was 90 strokes out, like breaking a record.
Figured there was some golf for you.
30 something under for 4 days.
Nice. Is that LIV or PGA? Which
that's
one was
PGA.
It?
Okay, I know you. That was kind of a shot, but
I know when you're watching.
Hey, we got a lot of stuff to get to here. We got more Dolphin stuff. We'll get you caught up on everything. But tonight, man, tonight Panthers and the Maple Leafs. Panthers, the favorites, a slight favorite with everybody that's left in the playoffs, and they're on the road. You know you're good. Now they got their team back, and they've added some really good pieces actually to go with all the core back from last year. But going to Toronto, and then the best show in baseball right now is that Dodger lineup, and they're in town. No better lineup. And I'm sorry, I know San Diego's got a nice little lineup there of pretty good, and they're off to a great start too. But boy, that Dodger thing is
well, Shohei's worth the price of admission, right?
Yeah, but I mean,
I don't care about the other guys. Ohtani's fun to watch.
Okay,
what they need to do is what they did last time: have one of the first basemen come over and one of the infielders come over and pitch to him late in the game. That was fun.
Oh my God! Everybody,
they go, hey, you know, Ohtani, see if you can hit this one out of the park here, like you know, over the upper deck.
Well,
he damn near did.
You know, what's funny. He is one of the few guys when they go in, Shohei batting practice starts, and you get three of them. So if you get a chance and you want to go to something early, his show apparently is unbelievable.
It's a big park, right? I mean, he mashes them into the upper deck up there
at the World Baseball Classic. They said he was hitting baseballs in warmups.
Off those windows and stuff. Yeah.
He was they were ended up downtown Miami. He was hitting them so far. And that's going the opposite way. Hey, I gotta tell you about Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, I tell you what a sports medicine program before we hit the 7 o'clock hour. Good morning to all our top specialists that are going in to do surgeries this morning. Boy, we got an all-star team of specialists. And I always tell everybody this before I get to everything else, people ask me all the time, hey Joe, those doctors you're talking about, what teams they take care of again? The Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Dolphins, FIU, FAU, all their sports. Why? Well, you know, and I know you've been injured, man. Everybody gets injured. One thing that's for sure, if you're competitive or somebody in your family's competitive, or you're going to get hurt. Team, individual sports, it's just a matter of time. It sucks, but it's just, I'm telling you firsthand, it just happens. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. You go through all the specialists that they have and how good they are. And people are coming from all over the country, in some cases from overseas, to see some of the doctors that have these great reputations. So I understand why everybody calls me to go to Baptist Health South Florida, but I'm out of the business. I'm officially out of the business of setting you up with doctors. Woody's the last one. And that's it. No more. And I do want you to go there, though, because, man, they got an all-star team you'll be happy with great facilities, Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility, and this place on 595 and Pine Island Implantation, Dr. Swartzen territory up there. It's beautiful, man. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day, man. It's about getting you healthy.